The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 14 through 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 11th, 1969, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Asya kripasandha bhaivata adhidanam pavanibha vaishnavibha namonamo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Subhashadi Gaurak Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Tatanna Tha Kinchana Jad Vivakshata Prithak Dishastat Kitanama Kitarupanama Bhi Nakar Hichit Kapi Chadusthitamati Lavet Bata Hatanauri Bhaspadam. Now we are discussing instruction of Narada to his disciple Vyasadeva. Such a learned scholar, Vyasadeva, he is known as Vedavyas, the authority on all Vedic literature. And he is supposed to be incarnation of Narayan, exalted position. Still, he requires the instruction of his spiritual master. That is the way, a Vedic way. Avaroha pantha, aroha pantha. Aroha pantha means inductive process. To know from here, from the lower status to the higher status. Speculative method, an ascending process. And avaroha pantha is deductive process, getting knowledge from higher authorities. So, our Vedic understanding is to receive knowledge from the authorities. That is perfect knowledge. There are three kinds of processes to receive knowledge, pratyakha, aitijya, and sabda. Pratyakha means by direct perception, experimental knowledge. And aitijya, or anuman, hypothesis. It may be like this. Perhaps like this, just like modern scientists say, perhaps it is like this. That is called anuman, hypothesis. And another process is sabda prama, suti prama. Sabda means sound vibration, and suti means oral reception. So out of three processes, the sabda praman or receiving vibration, sound vibration from authority by oral reception, that is considered to be perfect. So, Narad Muni says, before this, Narad Muni has advised Vyasadeva that in order to release all these conditioned souls, you just describe the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of God. Simply by hearing Uttama Slokas, Gunanubhava. Uttama sloka, Uttama sloka means the Supreme Lord, who is described by transcendental literature, or very fine scholarly language, is called Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka Sa Urukkama Sa. That will save all conditioned souls from being implicated in the clutches of Maya. Now, Vyasadeva has already described, there he has made many Puranas, 18 Puranas. So there is mention of God's activities, just like in Mahabharata, he has put this Bhagavad Gita. So, Narad Muni says that Pithak Dishas Tat Pitarupa Namabhi Tato Annatha Kinchana Jat Vivakkhata. If you do not exceptionally, exclusively describe simply the pastimes of the uncommon activities of the Lord, they otherwise, as you have given as a sidelight, as you have described Bhagavad Gita, the activities of Krishna, as a sideline, not actually the whole Mahabharata is full of activities of Krishna. But Krishna is only a scene in the Mahabharata. He is speaking in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, Narada Muni says, that sort of description will not be very much congenial, because the people are not steady. Their anxiety, their mind is disturbed in so many ways, exactly like a boat moving in the tossing of the waves of the sea. So, this sort of understanding of God will not give them much benefit. You describe completely on the pastimes, on the activities of the Supreme Lord. That will give people release from this material clutches. So, the next verse says, Vyasadeva may say that, sir, I have already compiled so many books, 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, even Vedanta Sutra. So, that, are they not sufficient, a literature, to revive Krishna consciousness? So, in reply to that, Nara says, Jugushitam dharma kritenu shasata sabhava raktasya mahana vitikra. Sabhava raktasya mahan vatikra. Sabhava raktasya means by nature. Just like the Vedic scripture says, by nature every living entity has a propensity for sex life, for intoxication. Loki bhavaya amisa madhya seva nityasti jantu. Jantu means living entities. Nitya. So long he is in contact with this material world, he has got a natural propensity for sex life and intoxication. Babaya means sex life. And Amisha means meat eating. Amisha, meat eating. Sex life, meat eating. And Madhya Seva. Madhya Seva means intoxication, drinking liquor. It is not unnatural to drink wine or liquor or to eat meat and to have free sex life. That is the desire of all conditioned soul. Therefore, it is sabhava rakta, by nature. Nobody is taught in the educational institution how to drink or how to eat meat or how to enjoy sex life. Natural. That is natural. Sabhava raktasya. And eat these things, you describe as dharma, as religious principle, then they are doomed. Just like a man is addicted to commit theft. He has got a habit of stealing. And if I say, stealing is very nice art, you can go on with you, with it. Then where is the formation? There is no question of he is already addicted. So it is encouragement. So similarly, in the Dharma Shastra, just like Mahabharata, there is, where is the cut ours? Don't make that sound. Just like in marriage ceremony. Marriage ceremony, of course, in your country the marriage ceremony is different. In India still, people spend as much as possible in the marriage ceremony. Millions of dollars. If one man is rich, he'll spend for his son's marriage, his daughter's marriage. That is a great credit. Oh, this man is very rich man. He's spending so much money. Now there are so many religious performances, ritualistic performances. You have to spend money, so you must find out so many performances. So they have all these in the shastras. So Narada Muni says that what is this marriage ceremony? The marriage ceremony is to allow the boy and the girl for legitimate sex. That's all. So that propensity he has already got. And what is the use of making such propaganda and spending so much money? Very practical proposition. But in the shastras, there are. Similarly, drinking or meat eating. According to Vedic Shastra, meat eating is not allowed by purchasing from the slaughterhouse. No. There is motive. The marriage ceremony or the meat eating, the so much ritualistic performances, there is motive. What is that motive? The motive is restriction. Just like the same example, marriage. The real idea is to restrict the boy and the girl to one woman and one man. That is the idea. Menite. If he's not married, then he'll be just like cats and dogs. So idea is very good. But Narada Muni says, after all, you're coming to the point of sex life. So why so much propaganda? Similarly, for meat eating, there is also sanction in the shastras. Tamasic shastra, not sattvic. There are three divisions of shastra. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Those who are meat eaters cannot give up meat eating. And for them, the prescription is, all right, you can eat meat, but you have to sacrifice one goat, but not cow. For sacrifice, the animal is recommended, goat. So you can cut throat of a goat in the presence of Goddess Kali, and you can eat. There are so many prescriptions. But that is also restriction. That Kali worship is one day in a month. On the dark moon day. What is called? Dark moon? Amavasya. Full moon and... On that particular, there is no moon in the sky. It's called dark moon, yes. So, that Kali Puja is recommended on the dark moon day. That is one day in a month. Similarly, according to marriage life, the sex life is also allowed one day in a month. The whole thing is restriction. Similarly, drinking wine also, there is Devi Puja. That is also once in a year, or something like that. The whole point is restriction. But after all, this is drinking and mating and meat eating. So Narad Muni says that you have described these things for which a man has got natural propensity in a religious form. So it is Jugupsita. This is most abominable. The restricted system of marriage, drinking and meat eating described in the Shastra, that is also condemned by Narada. Jugupsitam. Jugupsitam dharma kritenu sāsata. You are the leader of the Shastras. You are writing Shastras. People will follow you. Just like in Vedas, there is a commendation of in the sacrifice, animal killing. But that animal killing is not killing. There was a discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Chand Kaji, the Mahavidan magistrate. That story perhaps you know, that he started civil disobedience movement. And the Brahmins of Navadvip, they complained to the Mohammedan man. At that time, Bengal was being governed by the Pathans, Mohammedans. And so there was Mohammedan magistrate called Kaji Sahib. So the Brahmins, they lost complaint to the Kaji Sahib that this boy, Nimai Pandit, he has started one movement, Hare Krishna, and people are being enthused, excited to chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and he is making propaganda that simply by chanting Hare Krishna he will get all perfection. So the Brahmins thought that if this boy makes propaganda and popularizes this Hare Krishna movement, then what about ourselves? They are priestly class. Then how will you live? So they lost complaint to the Chand Kaji that he is doing something against our Vedic ritual. It is not Hindu religion. And of course he was Mohammedan magistrate, but after all he was meant for giving justice to the people. So when big Brahmins complained, he took action. And he sent some constables to warn the followers of Lord Chaitanya that you are disturbing. You are disturbing this Hare Krishna chanting. You cannot do this. There is complaint. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed that the Chand Kaji has warned us not to chant Hare Krishna. What shall we do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't care. One chant. So then, when the magistrate saw that I am not stopped, then he sent some constables and government police force who broke their mridangas and dispersed the crowd. So this information was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, all right, then we shall issue this civil disobedience. So he called for many thousands of people. He was very popular. This incident shows that even he was at that time 16 years old boy, he was so learned, Nimai Pandit, that he defeated a great scholar. And at the same time he was very popular. Because by his simple calling, many hundred thousands of people gathered with mridangas, and they began kirtan in the street and went to the house of that Kaji. At that time, Kaji thought that this is a mass movement, so my order will not be, there will be some disturbance. So he came to his senses, and then he wanted to make some compromise with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and First of all, there was some discussion. Because he was also a very learned scholar, Chandkaji, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also a very learned scholar. And so, first of all, he compromised Chandkaji, you are a boy, and in our village relationship, you are just my nephew, because your grandfather, your mother's father, I call him Chacha. Chacha means uncle. So, in that sense, your mother is my sister, so you are my nephew. Why you are so angry upon your uncle? So he said, yes, my dear uncle, I have come my uncle's house to be received very nicely, but you went upstairs. Why? I am very glad that you have come down. In this way, the things are... Then he first of all asked Chandkaji, yes, my dear uncle, he was maternal uncle, Mamu. Mamu, Mama, Mama means maternal. My dear Mama, uncle, what is your religion that you eat your father and mother? That was his challenge first. Well, what sort of religion you have got? He said, what do you say? We eat our father? Yes. Because you eat cows, so cow gives you milk, she's your mother. You drink milk and kill your mother. And the bull, helps you in agriculture, producing grain, just like father gives you grain to eat. So, you are killing your father and mother. How is that? So, Chandkaji was also a very learned scholar. He said, well, this cow killing is also recommended in your Vedas because there is cow sacrifice. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, now we should know it, that the animal sacrifice, according to the Vedic scripture, that is not killing. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that in the previous time, this cow sacrifice was actually being done, that's all right. But that was not for killing. That to give the cow, the old cow or bull, a new life by the power of mantra, just to give evidence of the Vedic mantras, the Brahmins would sacrifice a cow, old cow or old bull in the fire and give him again new life. That one. Now in this age, there is no such powerful Brahmin who can chant the mantras rightly and give again, rejuvenation, another new life. It is not possible. Therefore, in the shastras, these sort of sacrifices are forbidden. Asvamedham gavalammam sannyasam palapaitrikam devarena sutatpatti kalau pancha vivarjaya. So, there was nice discussion. And the compromise was that... And no more, your Sankirtan movement will be checked by men. So the point is that although in the Vedic scripture there is recommendation that animal sacrifice allowed, but that is not meant for killing, that is giving a new life. So my friend, this animal sacrifice was going on simply for eating. Simply for eating. Just like in a particular mission, they say that we are devotees of Goddess Kali. Their real mission is to eat meat. Therefore, they have become devotees of Goddess Kali. But actually, these sacrifices were not meant, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for killing the animals. That was to test the power, the strength of the Vedic mantras. So, Lord Buddha's movement was therefore started when people began to eat meat, like anything, on the plea of Vedic sacrifice. So, Lord Buddha at that time, Lord Buddha means he is also incarnation of Krishna, he appeared to stop this animal killing. That is the prayer of Lord Buddha who is saying. Ninnasi jagga vidhe raha suti jatam. Sadaya ridaya darishita pasu ghatam. Kesava dhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa. The Buddha said, just like, we offer prayer to Nisingadev, tavakara kamalabari nakamadbhuta singham, dalita hiranna kashiputana bhingam, kesavadita narahari rupa jaya jagadisa. Similarly, there is prayer for Lord Buddha also. That prayer is, ninnasi jagdavidhe raha suti jatam. Although, in the Vedic literature, there is a commendation for animal sacrifice. You are forbidding. No, this should not be done. Therefore, Buddhism is not Vedic religion, because he was against this Vedic sacrifice. Sadaya Ridayada, his main business was to stop this animal killing. But people wanted to give evidence from the Vedas. Therefore he said, I don't care for your Vedas. Vedna maniya buddha haila nasti. Therefore, Shankaracharya came and he drove away the Buddhists from the land of India. That's a long history. So, this sacrifice, this animal killing, that is also forbidden. Narada Muni said that why you have bothered your head in that way, that you have made this, this is a type of religion, Jugarsita. This is abominable. Jubukshitam dharma kritin sasata. You are authority, and if you recommend animal sacrifice, they will take it. They have got already a natural tendency, and they will accept it. This is the religious process. And when they will be forbidden by other sinner person, they will not care for it. So, it is jubukshitam. It is abominable. Jugupsitam dharma kritinu sasata sabhava daptasya mahan vatikrama. It's a great mistake you have done. Jadbhakata dharma iti tarasthita. They will accept your authority and they will be steady in that assertion, in that conviction. And namannate tasya nivarana. And if you say, just like in other religious principles, if we say, don't eat meat. I had some conversation with some Christian priest. They put forward this argument, why should we not eat? Our Christ took flesh, and why should we not? We must. They say like that. But Christ said that you shall not kill. So, they cannot give any proper explanation why they kill. So, in every religion, in Mohammedan religion, so, if this killing process or this drinking process or this, which a man has got natural, that is excited under the name of religion, then Narada says, then when actually they will be forbidden for higher elevation of life, they will not accept. Therefore, your description in the shastras of all this nonsense, jugupsitam, is abominable. Jugupsitam dharma kritinu sasata sabhavara. The natural tendency there is. You should not incite them more and more. Here it is said that pratyuta viruddham eva. It is against. Jatamitta jugupsitam. Jugupsitam nindam tamma karma. Jugupsitam, Siddhar Swami gives notes, nindam abominable. Tammam karma. Tammam karma means that fruitive result. You do act something and you want to enjoy the fruit. That is called kamma karma. Karma, karma, bikarma. There are three kinds of activities. Karma is prescribed duties, and akarma means to do act, but the result is not enjoyable by you. And there is vikarma. Vikarma means doing against. So this kamma karma, people are engaged in the ritualistic ceremony for receiving some result for sense gratification, that is ninnam, that is avapunyam. Ninnam. Sabhavata eva raktasya tatra ragina purusasya dharma kriti dharmartham anusasasya tatava mahanaya bhutikha. This is not good for you. It is most abominable. Kutaitataha jasya bhakata ayamava mukha dharma. Because they will accept you as authority and they will think this is religion. They will not make further progress. They will stick to that principle. So therefore it is abominable.
Janatasya kamma karmade annena tattva jnane na kriyamana.
Tattva jnane. When they will be advised, higher truths. Just like those who are addicted to killing process under the shadow of religious rites. If they are said that you don't kill, this is not good. After all, this living entity is as good as you are. As you are also part and parcel of Krishna or God, similarly, this cow or this animal is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but he has got a different dress only. That does not mean that you should kill. If these things are instructed for higher elevation of life, they will not accept. They will not accept. They will say, oh, my religion says this, I must do it.
Tasya nivaranam jana. Praktasya karma nivaranam samarthametat na mannate. Kintu pravitti margan anadhikritta visang sadhiti kalpayati.
Because he has got already natural tendency. And if he is, there is sanctioned by religiousistic, ritualistic, religious process, then he will stick to it. So you have not done very nice work. That is.
Namanati tasanibaranang jana. Vichakkhanasya arahati viritang vibhu rananta parasya nivittita sukham.
Because actually, if anyone wants real happiness, that happiness is not by gratifying your senses. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that sukham atantikam jat tat otindriya grahyam. Real happiness that is not perceived by these gratification of this material senses. So nivittita, one has to cease from this material sense gratification and then he can enjoy the real happiness, which is transcendental to sense enjoyment. That is the instruction. In the Padma Purana also there is a verse, Ramante Yogina Anante. Those who are yogi, yogi means transcendentalist, not the so-called yogi. Those who have contacted the absolute truth, they are called yogi. So yogi, the actual a yogi, namante, they enjoy. They also enjoy. Why they are undergoing so much austerities and penances and regulative principles? Because they are trying for being elevated to the real platform of happiness. So Ramante Yogina Anante. Everyone is hankering after happiness, either materialistic or spiritualistic. But the difference is that materialistic person, they are satisfied with temporary happiness. And those who are transcendentalists, they are also seeking happiness, that is, real happiness, spiritual happiness, eternal happiness. Therefore it is stated in the Padma Purana that Ramante Yogina Anante. Ananta means unlimited happiness. They enjoy unlimited happiness. Ramante Yogina Anante and Satyanante. And that is real happiness. Happiness does not mean it is for a few minutes. No, happiness should continue, eternal. One should be situated in that happiness so that other temporary happiness will not attract. Ramante yogina anante satyanande chidatmane. Chit means, that is, full of knowledge, that is not in ignorance. This material happiness is in ignorance. And spiritual happiness is Suddha Satta. Suddha Satta means pure goodness. In the material world, there are three stages: ignorance, patience, and goodness. The goodness platform is very nice in the material world. But there is another platform which is called Suddha Satta. Sattam Visuddham Visuddham Vasudeva Sadditam. That is transcendental platform, and in that platform you can understand God. God is Vasudeva and the Vasudeva platform. Ramante yogina anante satyanande chidatmani. That is chidatmani. Chit means knowledge, atmani means self. In that platform. Iti ramapadenaso parabrahma vidyate. This is the description, this is the meaning of the word Rama. Rama, this word comes from ramante, ram, ramdhat. Ram means enjoyment. And Rama means the full of pleasure. If you contact with Rama or Krishna, the absolute attractive, then you are placed in the absolute platform for eternal enjoyment. And enjoyment is the goal of everyone's life. But the difference is that the materialist is trying to hanker after fleeting enjoyment, and the transcendentalist, they are in hankering after the spiritual enjoyment or eternal enjoyment. Enjoyment, anandamaya vyasa. Because enjoyment is our life. We cannot be void, that is not possible. Therefore the impersonate, about impersonalist, this Bhagavad Bharsan is that although they rise up almost to the spiritual platform, but because they cannot enjoy, impersonalist means there is no enjoyment. There is simply light, a life of knowledge. But simply knowledge will not make me happy. I must enjoy it. I must have enjoyment. Anandamaya vyasa. Because my nature is to enjoy. That enjoyment cannot be done in the impersonal or void philosophy. That is not possible. Therefore Bhagavad says, Jannairavindakha vimuktamanina. If somebody thinks that he has become liberated after undergoing the process of impersonal philosophy and austerities and penances, the impersonalists, they also practice severe penances to attain to that Brahma state. That is also a nice thing. But they cannot stay there because there is no enjoyment. Therefore, as I was saying the other day, that many sannyasis, they say that this world is false, Brahma is truth. So, in spite of their rising to that platform of Brahma understanding, they again come down. That is described in the Bhagavatam. Arujya kritchena parang pada tapa. After undergoing severe penances and austerities, they may rise to the Brahma platform, but again falls down. Why falls down? Anadita jusmat angha. Because they do not enjoy your association. They have neglected the association of Krishna and company. Therefore, they have no, shelter. The same example can be explained. Just like if you go on a plane or a Sputnik, very high, that is void, all side void. If you go very high, 25,000 miles, you will see void. But that, there you cannot stay. You can travel for many years in that void, but if you don't take shelter in a planet, then you will come back again to this planet. Similarly, the impersonalist, they cannot stay in their impersonal understanding. Simply, they suffer
some trouble. Klesha, Bhagavad Gita says, klesha adhikrara stesham, abhakta sakta chitasam. Those who are attached to this impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, they undergo greater trouble. We transcendentalists, we personalists, we also, from the materialistic point of view, our standard of living is not very opulent. We lie down anywhere, our dresses are not so clean, our rooms are not clean. So from the materialistic point of view, somebody comes, he says, oh, how wretched these people are living. That is also another kind of austerity. They are adopted. But that is pleasing. In their in so-called wretched condition, they are happy. They are happy. In both ways. But those who are simply attached to the impersonal feature, their trouble is more painful. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, vichakkhanasya arahati veditam vibhu. So, one has to cease, one has to make a stop of this material enjoyment, then one can approach to the spiritual enjoyment. You cannot enjoy spiritual life if you stick to the materialistic way. Therefore, we have got so, a little restriction that you cannot do this, you cannot do that. Although those who are addicted to this life, this restriction is sometimes painful, but it is required. Unless you just like to cure your disease, you have to follow some regulative principle of prescribed by the physician. Similarly, in order to cure yourself from this material disease, you have to accept nivittita. Nivittita means seizing this process of material life. Nivittita sukham pravartta manasya gunaina natmana sato bhavan darsayo cheshtito. So how it can be achieved? Nivitti, seizing this materialistic way of life. So Narad Muni says that you simply describe the activities of the Lord Krishna, and by hearing simply the activities of Krishna, one will be very easily able to cease from this materialistic way of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended that people should be given chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means speaking or say narration about Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended that let them be situated in their own position. There is no necessity of changing his position. Give him chance. Give him chance to hear. Then gradually, Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. So our attempt is, we are opening so many branches. The idea is that people should get chance of hearing about the Supreme Lord, either by chanting this Mahamantra, or this is also chanting. What I am speaking before you from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, that is also chanting. This is also kirtan. Kirtan means describing. So you can describe the glories of the Lord either by musical instruments or by singing, or you can describe the glories of the Lord by reading from authoritative scripture. The both of them are called kirtan. This Bhagavata reading is also described as kirtan by Sukadeva Goswami. Abhavad bhaiya sakhi kirtan. Kirtan, this is called kirtan. Sravanam kirtan, the process is sravan and kirtan, hearing and chanting. So, Parikrit Maharaj, he attained salvation and perfection simply by hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami attained salvation and perfection simply by chanting. This chanting means describing the glories of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says, pravattamanasya gunai ranatman tato bhavan darsayo chishto. So people are so much entangled by the modes of material nature. So in order to get them free from this entanglement, you show the path. Simply let them hear, let them give oral reception to the wonderful activities of the Lord. That activity, because absolute, Krishna is absolute truth. So Krishna and Krishna's activities are the same, because it is absolute, it is not duality. In the material world, myself and my activities are different. But this world is a dual world. But in the absolute world, Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna and Krishna's quality, Krishna and Krishna's fame, they're all Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's associate, they're all Krishna. Krishna is cowherd's boy. So Krishna and the cows, they're all Krishna. That we have to learn. They're not different from Krishna. Krishna and the gopi, they're all Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita. So we have to understand that. So anyway, if we try to associate simply by chanting or hearing, that means we are associating with Krishna. And the more we associate with Krishna, the more we become purified. Just like more you remain with the fire, you become warmer, warmer, warmer. And one day you become so warm, he's exactly like fire. The example I have given, that if you put an iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmest, and then it becomes red. And when it is red, it is no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, simply by chanting and hearing, you spiritualize yourself. So a day will come when this material body also will be fully spiritualized. That fully spiritualized means there will be no more material activity. Simply these spiritual activities will be there. So Narad Muni is instructing Vyasadeva, and we shall discuss next meeting. Thank you.